Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to again to be with you another Saturday morning. I hope and pray the Lord speak to your heart today. I hope and pray you have an open heart, open ear to listen to what the Holy Spirit will say to your heart today. I love the Word. I love hearing the Word. I'm thankful when God speaks to me through His Word, whether it's through a man of God preaching or open up the Word of God and God speak to me through His Word. I always want to have an open ear, open heart to what thus saith the Lord, what He's saying to me. And I tell you, I want to hear it. I want to obey it. I want to act on it. I want to respond to it in a positive way. And I want to run a good race and fight a good fight and keep the faith. I tell you, I got a long ways to go, but I'm pressing on the upward way. Like the song says, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on holier and higher ground. That's what I'm seeking for. That's what I'm looking for today. And that's the desire of everybody that's been saved and born again. You have a desire. You have you want to get to a higher and holier ground. You want to fight a good fight. You want to do the right things. But you must want to do it bad enough that you follow after it. The Bible said, he that heareth the word of God and doeth it not, he's like a man that looks at himself in a mirror. And then when he leaves that mirror, he forgets what manner of person he is. I tell you, the Bible said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And don't let this man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. If you're double-minded, if you're not really got your heart made up, and I tell you, get your heart made up and your mind fixed that you're going to do the will of God, you won't do it. You will fall and you will begin to run by the way of the flesh. And you will try to fulfill the desires of the flesh. That's the outward man. The Bible said we either say we do have the inward man, which has been born of God. We've got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have a desire to do the right thing. But if we follow after the outward man, if we follow after the desires of the flesh, then we're going to fall to the flesh. And then the Bible said, he that sold to his flesh of his flesh reap corruption. It's going to catch up with you and you're going to pay the price for it. And God's going to whip you. He's going to chastise you. The Bible said, the Lord said, the meanest I love, I rebuke and chasten. I will chasten them. I will deal with them. He loves us. He loves his children. And he will whip us. He will get our attention because we're not to shame him. We're not to grieve that Holy Spirit. We that are saved, we have the Holy Spirit on the inside. And when we don't follow him, we grieve that Holy Spirit. When we fall to sin, when we make mistakes, the Holy Spirit convicts us that we're wrong, that we've done wrong. And the Bible said we're not to grieve that Holy Spirit. The Bible, because we're sealed unto the day of redemption and we're to make it right. The Bible said in 1 John, he said, if we say we have not sinned, then we're not telling the truth. If we say, in other words, we're saved and we're not perfect. We've been made perfect on the inside, but yet we still got a long ways to go in the flesh, and one day we'll be perfected in the flesh and we won't have sin to deal with any longer. But the Bible said if we do sin, the book of 1 John said if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He will forgive us. He will mediate our case, and we come to him and we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins. He's talking to believers there in the book of 1 John. And he tells us to confess our sins to him. He hears us and he forgives us. The Bible said his ear is open to the cry of the righteous. His ear is open. He understands us. He knows everything about us. And he's waiting on us to come to him and talk it all over to him and get honest about ourselves. And then he can help us. Then he can have mercy on us. And I tell you, he always has mercy on us, but he can forgive us of our sin and restore you back into fellowship and give you the desires of your heart. When you fall to sin, you break the fellowship. God cannot fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And when God's people fall to sin and they wallow in it, he cannot fellowship with them. He can speak to them through his word. He will rebuke them. He will reprove them. He will encourage them to do the right thing and to call on him and ask for forgiveness. But if they don't, that what they're going to do, they're going to die before their time. They'll be saved so much as by fire, but they'll suffer a great loss because they failed to follow God. They're crucifying the Son of God afresh and putting him to an open shame. One that died for them, loved them, cared for them, and there they are living like the world. It's a bad testimony. And when people see that, I tell you, it's not good. It's a stinking savior unto them. When they see someone, the Bible talks about that, you know, a man is in honor. And when he don't live like he ought to live, the Bible said it's like a fly in the pocket fairy art there where it would cause a stinking savior. We're to send forth a sweet smelling savior unto our God. And we are unto him. We're his and he's ours. But when we run into sin and we live like the world, it's not good. And it don't represent him like we ought to be representing him. And so we're to live a life beyond reproach. We live a life that's separated and dedicated unto God, which is our only reasonable service. The Bible tells us that we're just to love God, keep our mind and our affections on things above. The Bible said, and just keep it on things above, not seeking the things that are beneath, and just going forth. The Bible said, by the mercies of God, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. Just give our bodies a living sacrifice. We that are saved are servants of God, and He does the work, but we gotta let Him do the work through us by serving Him with all of our heart, and we're seeking Him, and He can use us, the part of the body. If we don't, then we cause schism in the body. We cause problems in the body, and the body cannot profit with all. It cannot do what it needs to do like it should do, because some of the members of the body are affected, and it's hindering the rest of the body. It cannot do what it ought to do. You take a thumb or a pinky or anything of the body that gets busted or mashed, it affects the whole body, affects the hand, affects the arm, affects the side, and so forth. We're different members that make up one body, and we either say we must fulfill that part, we are to seek to fill that part, that we might be able to win souls. That's the main thing, winning the lost, for it's everlasting too late. The lost, they're on their way to hell. Only hope they've got is the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. And we are to let our light shine before all men, that they may behold our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And not only that, it's going to make them to have a desire to seek the God that we serve, to serve the same God that we serve, and to be delivered from their sins, and to have a life that is a life worth living, and a purpose and meaning in life. And I tell you, they will want to have what you have and be delivered from their sins. And I tell you, that's what we ought to do. And I love souls. I love sinners. I tell you, I hate sin, but I love sinners. I want to see them get saved. And I want to win them. I want to do my part. I want to fight a good fight, run a good race, keep the faith, the Bible says, and do all to stand. We might stand against the wiles of the devil. We're in a fight. We're in a battle. We're against Satan himself. He's got his fiery darts. He's going to throw them at us. He's going to do everything to hinder us, and that's what he does. But yet, the Bible tells us that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And he tells us that there's a whole armor of God that we're to put on, that we might be able to fight off the fiery darts of the wicked. He talks about the head of salvation. He talks about the shield of faith. He talks about the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. He talks about this whole armor of God to protect ourselves and to put up that shield of faith. Fight off the fiery darts that he throws at us, and have the breastplate of righteousness on, and doing all to stand, and we might stand, and we can stand. If we do all to stand, we trust God, he'll rebuke that devil. Do the Bible say, resist the devil, rebuke the devil, and he shall flee from you. We got what we need today. And I want to be faithful, but today I want to speak to you today. If you're not saved, if you've not ever been saved and really born again is talking about a new birth. It's talking about you've been born one time into this world by your mother. And the Bible tells us through a water bag, I tell you, you were brought forth, and you were born in sin and shape of iniquity. You were born by a corruptible seed into this world. That's ever since Adam and Eve, when they fell to sin, when they had children, they were born in sin and shape of iniquity because of man's fall. But yet now, The Bible tells us that, well, you need to be born a second time to get to heaven. If you don't get born a second time, you will die twice. You will taste the second death, which is I believe, is the sun, where the unsaved go. When death and hell delivered up, and when death, hell's where the soul is, death is where the body is, and when God raises them up at the white throne judgment, they're going to be cast out into the lake of fire, which is the second death. That's the second death. You will die a second time if you don't get born a second time. You got to be born again. And when you do get born again, what a joy it is. And the Bible says you've been born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You've been born of the Spirit of God. He's made you brand new on the inside. He comes in. He does an operation on you, an operation of faith. He comes in and he takes that spiritual knife and cuts out that old heart of stone. He cuts out that evil heart, that rotten heart, the heart of sin. I mean, you've sinned and you've been born that way, and so you need a new heart. And so he comes in and he cuts it out. What does he do? He gives you a new heart. He gives you that. He cuts out that heart of stone, puts a heart of flesh in there, and then he breathes into that. He puts the Holy Spirit in that heart, and then he lives in you, and he guides you, directs you through all truth. That's what being saved means. It's being born again. You must repent of your sins. You must confess your sins to God. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ where you can get saved. Believe with one's heart. With a heart man believeth unto righteousness. A mouth confession is made unto salvation. Confess out of your heart to God. And I tell you, it'll come out the mouth when you do. I tell you, you won't be able to contain it. You'll have to share it. You'll have to tell someone about Jesus. You have to tell them what God's done for you. You'll be so happy on the inside and been delivered from that great burden of sin. I tell you, the heaviness has been lifted. And you're going to share it with a lost and dying world. You're going to tell everybody you love. Everybody you know, I tell you, everybody you've wronged, you want to make it right. Anybody that's been your enemies in time past, you want to make things right. And even if they don't like you, you want to pray for them. You want to love them and care for them, because it gives you a heart of love inside you when you really get saved, when you have that born again experience. And I tell you, that's nothing like it. And I hope and pray today, if you don't have this experience that I'm talking about, never really been saved, I want you to get saved. Now, it don't come by water baptism only. It don't come by that, just being baptized in the water, be it joining a church, just going through the process of religion. That does not justify you. Trying to do good does not justify you. It's got to take a born-again experience. And when you do, then you join the church where God's placed you to serve. Then you get baptized in the water. The show is an outward token that you've been saved. You was dead, trespasses and sin, but you've been raised and made a new person, a new man. When they submerge you dead in that water, I tell you, that's what it's telling you. It's an outward token. It's showing the world, showing you people what God's done for you. And then you go out and do good. And then you do the will of God. You find out the will of God for your life, and He'll live it through you. That's what it's all about. But if you get the cart before the horse, you'll miss it all. You'll miss heaven just as sure as you've been born. You'll miss it all, but you must come through the door. Jesus is the door, and you got to come unto Him as He calls you today. Won't you come to Him today? Won't you fall on your face? Won't you cry out to God, say, this sin's bigger than me. I'm sick of this life I'm living. I want to live a life for Jesus. I want to live a life that's a godly life. I want to be delivered from my sin. Forgive me of all my sins, dear God. If you really pray like that and mean it, He'll forgive you, save you, and you'll get born again. But I've time is done quickly, come and gone today. My prayer to God is that you get saved. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.